Now, where was he born?
Norway.
He was born in Norway. Okay, and he worked for building roads then. That was his job.
He was an equipment operator.
Equipment operator. Okay, and what was his schooling background? Do you know? When did he
Junior high
junior
school.
high school? When did he come over to America? When he was young, or
Yeah, when he was two.
when he was two? So his family came over here. Did they move to Gilpin County?
No, he moved to Denver first, and then he came to Gilpin County to mine gold.
Okay. All right. Now tell me, what was your mother's name?
Helen. Yeah,
Okay.
but she was Helen.
Okay. So her maiden name was. Okay. And what were her parents' name? Do you know? Did you know them?
I knew my grandfather on my mother's side was crushed by a train accident.
Okay.
Charles, and I don't know her mother's name. She died when my mother was born.
Okay. And your mother, where was she born? Was she born here in
No, she was born in Arvada.
Arvada? Okay. So it would have been east of here. Okay.
You know how she met my father?
No, tell me.
She came up on the Moffat train and stayed at a girlfriend's house down in Pine Cliff and was hitchhiking or walking to Idaho Springs. This was her vacation from the telephone company. And she was going to walk to Idaho Springs and then go down on the CNS. And Jimmy picked him up. He was the Iceman. See, my dad was Jimmy. He was never Daddy. He was Jimmy.
You called him Jimmy. You didn't call him.
Daddy.
That's what you called him, Jimmy.
And I still have, it was the cutest thing. Sometime I'll show you some of the things. But anyway, she was walking with her girlfriend and they were going to walk to Idaho Springs.
Isn't that wonderful?
And he picked him up.
Okay.
That's how she met him.
Okay. Well, you mentioned you called your father Jimmy. What would you have called your mother?
Mother.
You called her mother.
Mother and Jimmy.
Okay. What was her? Do you know anything about her schooling? How far along she got? Did she?
She went through business college.
She did. Okay. Okay.
And she was manager for the telephone company.
So she worked for the telephone company. Now, your father's name was what?
James Backus.
Okay.
And he was the oldest one of my grandmother's children, so he got the Backus name, see?
I see.
That's the way they done it.
That's the way they did it. Okay. And what did he do for a living?
Well, he worked over here on this big ranch. That was my grandfather's.
Okay, on your father's side.
On my father's side.
Where is the ranch?
It's that big meadow over there, and it's all been divided up now and everything.
How far from here?
About a mile and a half, 2 miles.
Okay.
But there was a lot of family, sisters and brothers, seven children in Grandpa's family. And he knew that they were going, he was going to lose that place over there. That's why he homesteaded here. And he peddled ice. They put ice up off of Dory Lake. They cut the ice and put it in the ice houses on Dory Lake. Then he took the ice to town in Central City and peddled to the butcher shops. And Wednesday was the day he went from home to home and peddled.
My goodness.
And it was in a wagon, and on the wagon was some scales that hung, and ice tongs. I still have them. And he hung the ice there and charged him so much.
So he ranched. He
He ranched
he
and
sold ice, and then you told me he also owned a store. He was
that was Grandpa
that
that
was your
owned.
grandfather.
Grandpa bought that ranch over there from N.P. Hill.
Hill.
He didn't homestead that.
Okay. What was your grandfather's name?
John.
Okay. That was on your mother's side.
No,
On your
on my
father's side.
father's side.
Okay.